Hello everyone. So today I'm going to talk about how to consistently read distributed data as fast as possible. So today's web services are huge. So they deal with massive amount of data. There's no way to fit all this data on one machine. So data has to be distributed across many servers. And most of the access to this big amount of data arises. For instance, 99.8% of the operations to Facebook tile system arises. So we want the reads to be as fast as possible to provide a good user experience. However, reading data across servers is non-trivial, especially when there are concurrent updates. For instance, when I want to read my advisor's photo, my load page request incurs two subreads. One is on the access control, and the other is on the photo. So it first reads the access control and gets public. Suppose at the same time, my advisor is updating the photo. Say he first sets the access control to be private, and then uploads a private photo B. After all this finishes, my read to the photo arrives and gets the new photo B, and mistakenly returns this private photo to me, because earlier I saw the access control was public. And this is definitely not acceptable. A natural solution for consistent reads is to use read-only transactions, which are the transactions that only consist of reads and do not modify the data. A read-only transaction consistently reads data across different servers. We want read-only transactions to be as useful as possible to programmers. So one way is to provide stronger consistency that restricts what is acceptable to read. Another way is to be compatible with read transactions, which are the transactions do modify the data. So compatible here means read-only transactions and read transactions can happen at the same time in the system. So we define the power of a read-only transaction to be the consistency guarantee it provides and its compatibility with read transactions. So higher power means the read-only transaction is more useful to the programmers. So we want a read-only transaction to have high power because higher power can reduce the number of consistency anomalies, like the photo example I just showed, by preventing better interleaving of concurrent reads and writes. It also makes the system easier to reason about because it reduces the corner cases that programmers need to handle. And we also want the read-only transaction to have low latency because lower latency is associated with better user experience and higher revenue. But intuitively, there is a tension between the power and the latency. For instance, providing stronger consistency or handling the interaction with read transactions often makes the read-only transaction more complex and heavyweight, so undermines latency. Our work proves that it is impossible to achieve the highest power and the lowest latency at the same time, and shows is so this intuitive tension between the power and the latency is actually a fundamental trade-off programmers have to make. To study this trade-off, we looked into four properties that characterize the power and the latency of read-only transactions. So these are the Snow properties. The S and W properties represent the highest power, and N and O together represent the lowest latency. I will explain these four properties in the next few slides and show these four properties cannot be achieved at the same time. Strict serializability is the strongest form of consistency, which requires there exists a total order among all the transactions in the system, and the total order respects the real-time order. Here is an example of what real-time order means. So there is a read client, CR, two servers, and a write client, CW. Initially, access control is public, and the photo server has photo A. Now there is a write W setting access control to be private and the photo to B, and then finishes. So after W finishes, a read-only transaction R starts. So because R starts after W finishes, R is in real time after W. So by real-time order requirement, R should return what W just wrote. So in this case, it will see photo B is private. Here is another example where read is concurrent with the write. So the write W is also updating both servers. But R starts before W finishes. So in this case, R and W are concurrent as their executions overlap. So there is no real-time order. That means it's OK to make either transaction first. However, we should still satisfy the total order requirement, which means R should not observe the partial effect of W. So for instance, it's OK for R to return public on photo A, or photo B is private, but not public with photo B, or photo A is private. So strict serializability is desirable because it is the strongest form of consistency, so it eliminates the most anomalies and makes the system very easy to program. Non-blocking means the read-only transactions do not wait on external events, such as waiting on logs, timeouts, or other messages. So this is a latency-related property, and it saves the time at least spent blocking. The one-response property means there is only one round trip between the client and the servers, and there is only one value in each response from the server. So this is also a latency-related property, as it saves the time for extra round trips and also the time for processing extra copies of data. The property W means it is OK for the system not only have read-only transactions, but also write transactions. And the read-only transactions still work even the data is concurrently being updated by write transactions. Write transactions means any transaction that modifies the data, and it includes read-write transactions and read-only transactions. Having different types of transactions provides a richer system model and makes programming easier. By studying those properties, we prove the Snow Theorem, which is an impossibility result that it says there is no read-only transaction algorithm that can achieve all of the Snow properties. Now I will talk about the proof intuition with a simplified example. So we prove by contradiction. R is a read-only transaction, and we assume it has all Snow properties, and later we will derive a contradiction. W is a conflicting write transaction, writing new values to server A and B. These two servers initially have value old. R and W can conflict because of the Snow property, write transactions not conflict. The execution of W on servers take time, and we prove that there exists time T. So before T, W is invisible to concurrent read transactions, and it becomes visible after T. The reads incurred by R at those two servers have to return immediately because of the non-blocking property. Due to the asynchronous nature of the network, a part of R may arrive before T and observe the old value, and the other part of R may arrive after T and observe the new value. So this violates the strict serializability. But R cannot retry for consistent results because of the one response property. So this contradicts that R has all of the Snow properties because it's not strictly serializable. The real proof turns out to be much trickier. For instance, why there exists such a transition time T, and why the read-only transaction cannot always know about the concurrent write transactions in order to figure out a consistent view. So please see our paper for details. We have a complete proof in the paper, and we also show in the paper that the theorem is tied by showing any combination of the three properties is possible. We say a read-only transaction is Snow optimal if it has any three of the properties, because this is the most it can have. And the latency optimal if it has the properties non-blocking and one response, because this is the fastest it can be. In the paper, we also answered questions like, what is the strongest consistency model a read-only transaction can achieve if it also holds the rest of the Snow properties? The Snow theorem can be used as a lens to better understand existing systems. For instance, some systems are both Snow optimal and latency optimal. This means these systems have three Snow properties, and two of those properties are non-blocking and one response. For the systems in this table, they all chose to give away a strong consistency in order to hold the rest of the snow properties. Some systems are snow optimal, but not latency optimal. So they either need multiple round trips or blocking. There are many systems that are neither snow optimal nor latency optimal, so they are strong candidates for improvement. We chose two such systems to improve their read-only transactions. They are COPS and Rococo. COPS and Rococo are very different systems. COPS is a geo-replicated, causally consistent system. Its read-only transaction needs at most two round trips, and it does not support write transactions. Rococo is a distributed transactional storage, which applies a new concurrency control technique. So instead of aborting, like OCC or two-phase locking, Rococo reorders transactions when they conflict. Its read-only transaction is strictly serializable and compatible with write transactions. We designed novel algorithms for COPS and Rococo using the Snow theorem. We call the new algorithms COPS Snow and Rococo Snow. COPS Snow is a latency optimal algorithm. That is, it's non-blocking and one response. Rococo Snow is snow optimal, so it has three of the snow properties. The common design insight is to shift the overhead from the reads to the writes. And this is a reasonable optimization, especially for read-dominated workloads. In this talk, I will only talk about Rococo Snow. First, I will briefly talk about how original Rococo works. Rococo's write transaction is a two-phase protocol. And before the second phase, the client gathers conflict information on all servers in the first phase in order to reorder the conflicting write transactions. The read-only transaction is multi-round. In each round, if there is a write transaction going on, like now on server B, it will block the read request until the write transaction finishes. After the first round, it issues another round of reads following exactly the same procedure and checks if two consecutive rounds return the same result. If not, then keep retrying. So this two rounds protocol ensures strict serializability because in the first round, if there is a conflicting write transaction like W in this example, the read on server B will block until W finishes. That means the part of W on server A will also finish during the blocking. So the second round read will for sure see a different value for server A than the first round. So it will not return the inconsistent results to the client. Our new algorithm, Rococo Snow, makes the read-only transaction always one round. When the read request arrives at server A records the timestamp and sends this timestamp, which identifies R, to the write client. Later, the write client propagates this timestamp to server B. Server B will always process the read after the timestamp arrives by blocking the read operation. And then it will read at the timestamp TS, which returns the old value, which is the value before W commits on server B. The result is strictly serializable and only needs one round. So this is the easiest case, and please see our paper for more details. We implemented and evaluated Rococo Snow to understand the latency of read-only transactions and also its impact on other types of transactions under different levels of contention. To make a fair comparison, we use exactly the same experiment settings that were used by Rococo. For instance, we use its variant of the TPCC benchmark. The TPCC benchmark has several types of transactions, including some read-only transactions. In original Rococo's evaluation, they compare Rococo with OCC and two-phase locking. So we keep those comparisons. The x-axis is the number of concurrent requests per server. So when this number is high, that means there is more contention in the system. And the y-axis is the latency of read-only transactions. We can see Rococo has lower latency than OCC because Rococo needs fewer number of retries. And two-phase locking has even better latency because it uses blocking to further reduce the number of retries. And this is Rococo Snow. So we can see Rococo Snow has much lower latency than all of them because we only need one run. Now we take a look at the impact of making reads faster on other types of transactions. Here we show the throughput of read-write transactions. So this is the throughput of OCC and two-phase locking, and this is Rococo. We can see original Rococo has a much higher throughput under high contention, and now this purple line is Rococo Snow. So when the contention is low, we have slightly lower throughput than Rococo because when the contention is low, so Rococo rarely needs retries, but we make writes heavier in Rococo Snow. When the contention increases, which is the specific case that Rococo is designed for, and thus the case where we care about its throughput the most, the throughput of Rococo Snow is higher. And in fact, the throughput is roughly double. Okay, to conclude, so this work studies the fundamental trade-off between the power and latency of read-only transactions. We talked about Snow theorem, where we prove that it is impossible to have read-only transactions that have all of the Snow properties. We showed Snow theorem can be used as a lens for better understanding existing systems, and we found there are many systems that could be potentially improved. We explained Rococo Snow, a novel snow-optimal algorithm we designed for Rococo, and the evaluation showed that it achieved higher throughput and lower latency. Thank you.
Hi, Atul Adia, Google. One question about the example you had on slide 14, where you said there's a write, and there are two reads who go to two different servers, and you said you can't get strict serializability. Is there any particular reason you were disallowing multiple versions in your system? In terms of thinking, not in terms of implementation. So if I had an older version there, I could get sort of serializability by giving one of the reads the older version, so I can get a snapshot over there.
So I think your question is whether you can achieve strict serializability if you store multiple versions on the system and return a consistent.
Right. Is there some reason you're ruling that out?
But the thing is, I think in that case you cannot always guarantee that the value you return is the most up to date one, right? So because the strict serializability has the real time all
the
requirements.
The real time. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Xinda from Shanghai Jiang Zhen University. My question is, how about cases when there is dependent read operations in read-only transactions? Since when there is dependent reads, there is possible you can achieve better latency than when client fetch all data itself using non-blocking and one round read.
Sorry, can you rephrase your question here?
So my question is that when there is dependent read in a read-only transaction, so you can possibly achieve better optimal latency than a client.
A better what?
Better optimal latency than in cases when a client fetch all data using non-blocking and one-round read. Since you can possibly chain the read operation together by servers so to achieve better latency.
I think the one quick answer is I think your case is about just a key dependence in transactions, right? Think our result can also be applied to that case, but we haven't take a deeper look on that yet. I think we can take that offline, and if you want to talk to me, we can go to the poster.
Okay, thank you.
Marcus Aguilera, VMware Research. Just following up on Atul's question. So you're saying that this Snow theorem applies for systems that are using multi-version concurrency control. Was that your answer, that yes, it holds?
Yes. Thank you.
Hi. Do you consider the case that the write client dies or crashes while it's holding the timestamp for the read client?
I think your question is whether the Snow theorem applies when there are faults, just like there are failures in the system. Then I think definitely the answer is yes, because if it works in non-fault system, then it's definitely going to work in faulting systems, because we are proving an impossibility result, right? So if it's not possible in a system that's no fault, then it's definitely going to work in the system that has fault. That's my quick answer.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.